Hello guys, welcome to the Vincent Moreland Show, More Land, More Sports. In this show, I'm going to be by myself. I'm going to discuss the Baltimore Ravens' schedule, 2021 schedule for this year. And I'm going to give my predictions for each and every game. And I'm going to discuss like any, you know, interest that I have in any of these games. So you know the Ravens, they played the Las Vegas Raiders for the first game of the season. It makes me upset that out of all the teams that the Raiders could have played in week one, their first home game in Las Vegas with fans is against the Ravens. It upsets me because that makes it the second highest valued game in the entire season behind the Buccaneers and the Patriots. So Tom Brady going back to New England, you know, that's going to be a sellout crowd. That might be the largest crowd in regular season history for Foxborough, Gillette Stadium. But anyway, it makes me upset because I had interest in going to Las Vegas to go out just to go to Vegas and then to also, go to that game. But, you know, those tickets were going for like $700-800. Like, hell no, I'm not doing that. And then you got to pay for a plane ticket and then you have to pay for your hotel on top of that. Unfortunately, I'm working at a place that I don't want to work at right now, even with a bachelor's degree. But that's not important. But the point is, I can't really. I don't want to spend that much money. But anyway, I think the Ravens will win this game. I think they're better offensively and defensively. My only concern is Darren Waller, but I mean, it's not going to be too much of a problem because he's on like three or four of my fantasy teams, so not going to be too mad if he has a good, you know, game, let alone season. But I think the Ravens will do just fine. I'm honestly surprised that the point spread's only 4.5. I think it should be 6.5. I just think they're that much better than the Raiders. I really don't think the Raiders are all that good. But I mean, it's a new season, so. You know, Derek Carr, Josh Jacobs, Kenyon Drake, Hunter Renfro, Bryan Edwards. I feel like Henry Ruggs. I mean, I don't know. Those guys all had to step it up. So, you know, we'll see what happens. Week two, the Kansas City Chiefs are visiting the Baltimore Ravens. I'm praying to God that Tyreek Hill, Travis Kelce, and Patrick Mahomes play this game. The only reason I'm going this game is to see those guys play. You know, I don't, you know, I'm a Ravens fan. I can see the Ravens whenever I want. But I'm going to that game to see the Chiefs. I'm not rooting for the Chiefs, but I'm there to see them play. And, you know, I want the Ravens to win, but I wouldn't mind seeing the Chiefs play lights out for this game. Just because, you know, you're paying to see the good players, you know. You're there to see the highest paid player. You're there to see the fastest wide receiver. You're there to see a guy that could be on his way to being the best tight end of all time. You know, that might be reaching a little bit, but it's not at the same time when you look at his numbers. I'm going to that game. It's a Sunday night game. Back-to-back primetime games for the Ravens. A lot of respect for Lamar Jackson and the Baltimore Ravens. I hate to say it. I don't want to say this will finally be the time that the Ravens beat the Chiefs. Even though we say that every time, I think the Chiefs are going to win this one again. But I think the Ravens will hold on in there. I could see the Chiefs probably winning between a 7 and 10 point margin. I don't think we'll get blown out or anything like that. Oh, by the way, I think they can win by like 6 or 7. Points, maybe 10 points against the Raiders. I really don't think it should be within like a 3 or 4 point margin. Next, the Ravens go to Detroit. Had no interest in going to that game. No interest in going to the city of Detroit. No disrespect to Detroit. I just don't have a desire to go there. I think the Ravens should beat the Lions. I think the Lions are going to be the worst team in the league this year. I could see them finishing at like 3-14 or 2-15. I really just don't think the Lions are all that good. After they traded Matt Stafford and, you know, you lost Kenny Galladay, your best receiver, I kind of lost hope for their offense. You know, you got DeAndre Swift coming in the second year, but he's already having some health issues. You got Jared Goff, former Super Bowl runner-up, but I mean, I don't even know who his receivers are. Why, dude? So you got, what, Tyrell Williams, Amon-Ra St. Brown. You did have Rashad Perriman, so you got rid of him. You got T.J. Hockenson, who's probably their best skills position player on offense. Yeah, it's just crazy that, you know, the Lions, they were, like, not relevant, but, like, I feel like they were a little bit more respected when they had, you know, Stafford and Galladay. And after losing those two guys, like, the Rams got a lot better and the Lions got a lot worse. But, yeah, the Ravens should have no problem with the Lions. I can imagine their spread being double digits, depending on, like, how injuries and stuff are. But, yeah, the Ravens should handle the Lions pretty well. Next, the Ravens travel to Denver. I wouldn't mind going to Colorado. Nice mountain area. Not going to go to that game, though. Ravens, I feel like they should win this game. I don't think the Broncos are, like, in the Ravens' league. They're pretty good on defense, but their offense still has some question marks. You got Teddy Bridgewater. Not a fan of him, you know. Not a fan of his game. You know, he's very good. He's very accurate. He's good with accuracy, but that's because he doesn't get many, you know, yards per attempt and whatnot, or yards per completion. But I don't know. I just don't like the way their offense, or an offense under his scheme runs, under his play runs. I mean, I can say the same about Lamar Jackson, but, you know, Lamar makes the nice explosive running plays. Bridgewater doesn't really do all that. So at least the Ravens, you know, they're a little bit more fun to watch than a Teddy Bridgewater ran offense, in my opinion. The Ravens shouldn't have a problem with the Broncos, but they might run into some trouble. This could be one of those games where you think you should beat their opponent, you should beat your opponent, but you might not because you underestimated them and you're on your home turf. I could see the Ravens winning this by like a 7-10 point margin. Next, the Colts play the Ravens. You know, I think that's a Monday night game too, 8:15. So, you know, you got the Ravens hosting their second home game, and it's in prime time, so that's pretty nice. The Ravens should win that game, but I wouldn't be surprised if the Colts won. It's going to take a little bit of time to see how the Colts do under, you know, their new quarterback in Carson Wentz. T.Y. Hilton's already battling an injury, so he probably won't play. I think he's going to miss at least the first six games. I think they put him on IR. I don't think it's season-ending IR, but I think it's IR where he's going to miss, like, six games, I believe. So he won't be available. Jonathan Taylor will be there. That'll be fun to watch. You got Parrish Campbell, Michael Pittman, those boys. And then you got the guys on defense. And see how they do. But I think the Ravens should win that game. I think they will win that game. Next is the Chargers. You know, I'm looking at the schedule, and I'm actually very confident in the Ravens in a lot of these games. You know, I feel like the record that I'm going to see them with is going to be a little absurd, but that's why they play 17 games now. So the Chargers, that can be a game that we can lose. Offense is pretty good. Herbert, that's a game I'm going to with my cousin and my father. And my uncle. And you know, that should be fun. That should be a fun game for sure. You know, my cousin, big Chargers fan, so you know, we've been looking forward to going to a Chargers Ravens game. We've never been together, so that'll be fun. And our father's going with us. That'll be great. Great family time and whatnot. I think the Ravens will win that game as well. Wow, I'm actually very high on my team this year. But I would not be surprised if the Chargers won this game. The Bengals play the Ravens. You know, Joe Burrow, he probably had the worst game of this year last year against us. And I hope we do that again. I think the Ravens should beat the Bengals. Bengals still don't really have much on defense besides Jesse Bates. At least that I know of, at least. Maybe somebody will break out. But I got the Ravens winning. Then the Ravens will be on a bye. Then they host the other purple team, the Vikings. That can be a game that they could lose. Justin Jefferson and Dalvin Cook and Adam Thielen could have good games against us. Kirk Cousins, he's not the worst. You know, I think he's a guy that's somewhat underappreciated. I think the Ravens can win that game too. You know. And then you got the Ravens. You know, they got their Thursday night game against the Dolphins at Miami. That's a game I actually want to go to. That's a game I plan on going to. You know, catch the Miami Heat while I'm out there as well. But yeah, the Ravens, they should beat the Dolphins. Tagovailoa is, you know, you have to see how he does. Again, these are just like early picks. You know, you don't know who's going to get injured or who's going to be added to the team. You don't know how these players are going to play. And, you know, it's really hard to get an identity of certain teams or most teams in the first week. After like 4 or 5 weeks, you can kind of start to develop an identity of like who's going to be a contender and who won't be a contender, who's going to like, you know, hover around to the end of the season and who will be in playoff contention. But I think the Ravens could and should win that game too. Then they play the Chicago Bears at Chicago. Not really interested in going to Chicago. You know, Justin Fields, Andy Dalton, you know, rookie quarterback, veteran, you know, that knows the Ravens well, but didn't really have much success in his last couple of years in Cincinnati. Or in Dallas, actually. He played his last year on the Cowboys. But, yeah, we should beat the Bears, but that could be a tough game. You know, it's at Soldier Field. You know, Khalil Mack's going to be hungry. Bears still have somewhat of a good defense. David Montgomery's going to be running that ball. Allen Robinson's going to give Marlon Humphrey and Marcus Peters a tough time for sure. So that could be a game that we could lose. But, you know, again, I think we'll win that game. And then the Browns, we host the Browns, I think a Sunday night. That'll be a big game. It's a game that can go either way. I think that's a game that we could definitely lose, though. But I think we're going to win that game. I could see us winning within like a 7-point margin, maybe even less than that. And then next we play the Steelers. You know, tough game, 4:25. You know, CBS afternoon game that's at Pittsburgh. I think that'll be the time when the Ravens lose their second game of the year against Pittsburgh. Then the following week we play the Browns at Cleveland. I also think that'll be a Ravens loss. So I could see the Ravens. I feel like that'll be the only time that the Ravens would lose consecutive games when they play the Steelers, Browns. But then they also play the Packers after that. Packers made it to the NFC Championship last year. This could be a team that gives them trouble. Aaron Rodgers, Devontae Adams, Aaron Jones. I could see the Packers beating us, but I could see us winning too. I wouldn't feel as confident if that game was at Lambeau, but I feel confident because we're playing them here. But I will, wow, I think I'll give that game to the Packers. So I could see the Ravens going on a 3-game losing streak with the Steelers, Browns, and Packers. But then after that, they play the Bengals at Cincinnati. We should beat them. But hey, Joe Burrow, you know, they would be playing at home. Jamar Chase and T. Higgins and Joe Mixon. Their offense is going to be scary. You know, they probably have the best wide receiver core. You know, Odell and Jarvis aren't the guys that they were in New York and Miami. But I think we'll win that game. I think we'll sweep the Bengals this year. And then we host the Los Angeles Rams. We kind of demolished them. Not last year, but the year before. But, you know, it's a different, you know, kind of a different system, you know, different quarterback. So, you know, it could be a difference there and somewhat of a different team. You know, the Rams are a team that a lot of people are respecting a little bit more, mainly because Matt Stafford is, you know, under center. And we get to see Matt Stafford play for an actual contender now. So we'll see how he does. And then the last game, we host the Steelers. I kind of don't like it when we host them in the last game, or if they host us in the last game, because that game may not be that meaningful. But you know, I think we'll win that game. So I could see us finishing 13-4. You know, I'm really not trying to be biased here, but I really think we have a good shot against a lot of these teams now. Like, I think we'll split with the Browns, we'll split with the Steelers, and I think the Packers and Chiefs will beat us. But, like, there's plenty of games on here that we can lose. We can lose to the Rams. We can lose to the Vikings. We can lose to the Dolphins. You know, we can definitely lose to the Bengals at least once. Colts aren't a team to sleep on. Chargers aren't certainly a team to sleep on. Then the Raiders are going to be pumped up, you know, for their first game of the year. And then the Broncos, you know, they're always tough. So, you know, nothing's a guarantee in this league. If I were to, like, pick any of these games to be a guaranteed win, I would pick the Lions. If I could pick any of these games to be a guaranteed loss, I would say the Chiefs. But, yeah, I look forward to seeing the Chiefs. I look forward to seeing the Chargers, and I look forward to seeing the Packers as well. I think I'm going to try to see them as well. And the Dolphins. Anything other than that, not really interested in going to. You know, I like to watch my football at home. I like to watch my Red Zone and, you know, my national televised games and keep up with my fantasy football and my sports betting. So, yeah, those are my predictions for the NFL. For the Baltimore Ravens this season. If there was one team I wish we could play, it's the Tennessee Titans. I'm really tired of them. I really hope we see them in the playoffs and beat the brakes off of them. Yeah, I like this schedule. I like the teams that we're playing this year. It's a little different. It's very interesting to see the extra NFC team in there that's not a part of the you know, opposing division. So that'll be a fun one for sure. But all right, thank you guys for listening. That is my preseason prediction for the Ravens. I think they're gonna finish 13-4 with losses to the Chiefs, the Steelers, the Browns, and the Packers. Have a good one, guys. Thank you.